Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Milk, Danomilk, go for it. And Vitamilk, indeed a nutritious beverage that feels good anywhere, anytime. As the show goes on, I will tell you all the goodies that our sponsors have for us. But this morning, what are we talking about on Home Affairs? We're having a conversation about in-laws. You know, the month of June usually we're dedicated to having conversations about men, and we've had some of those conversations already. But today, a brother is in a dilemma, and we are going to have that conversation on the show. He is in the middle of his mother and his wife. It's a unique story. It's not the one, you know, that you're thinking about, that when your mother and your wife, when they are drowning, who do you save? It's not that kind of a situation, but he is in a very sensitive situation, and I know that a lot of young men, young women are dealing with issues when it comes to their in-laws. So apart from this particular story that has come to us that we will deal with, we will generally look at how to handle and deal with in-laws such that we can still have a lot of peace, a lot of joy, and have blissful marriages. So we will be talking about in-laws generally. But when we come back from this break, I will tell you the story of this young man, what he is dealing with, and if you have any advice to share with us as well, 055-1111-997 is our WhatsApp line. You can send your advice through, and we will make sure, in fact, he is listening, but we will also send some of the advice to him so that he's able to. I don't know what we are going to tell him, though, but we will discuss it. Wait for us. We will be right back from this break to continue the show. Thank you very much for staying with us. This is Home Affairs. If you're just joining us, you haven't missed much. We're still at the beginning of the show. So thank you for joining us. And once again, to Danomilk and to Vitamilk, I say thank you for sponsoring Home Affairs. Now to our conversation. So a young man came by to have a conversation with me. And I asked him, can we discuss this on Home Affairs? And in fact, that is why he came. So here's his, you know, story. His mother had to drop out of JHS 2. That's when she realized that she was pregnant. Indeed, it was with a classmate, okay? And he agreed that he was responsible for the pregnancy. I mean, when they were questioned, he knew that he had done something with this young man. He had professed his love to her. So yes, he agreed. And as young as they were, at age 18 and 19, the boy was 19, she 18, the boy owned up. But somehow, he passed on even before the little boy was born. So we won't go into the details of that. And everything was left to her to deal with. Of course, they come from very poor backgrounds. And so she had to fend for her pregnancy, dropped out of school, would do menial jobs to make sure she's eating until she delivered the child. And again, it was her responsibility to take care of the child, to the extent that she had to be thrown out of home. Go and take care of your child. You brought this upon yourself. And so, yes, you know how these things happen. Today you are out sleeping on the streets. Tomorrow you find some kiosk somewhere. Tomorrow, and all the while, she was determined to give her son, you know, the life that she could give him. This story is from the perspective of this man who came by Joy FM to have this conversation with me. I mean, when he told me that, Adam, I could recount the days that my mother would pick me up from school, and she has piles of things to wash for people. So she will hold my hand, we'll go to somebody's house, I'll be seated somewhere on the compound trying to do my homework, and then probably she gives me some gari soakings and I am eating, and she is washing. By the time they are done in the night, she's given some money, they go out there, she buys kinky, and then they now go and sleep in their kiosk. That was their life. His mother did just anything she could just to be able to give him, you know, life. And by the grace of God, he says that he is a brilliant child. Mm. So every step of the way, he followed her mother. He said he was a good boy, and you can tell. And gradually, he's a big boy now. Got a good place to stay. And then asked the mother to come and live, because they've been together. So I'm moving with my mother, and we're living well. I am working. Now I am able to put some good clothes on her, and she's comfortable. We eat well, we sleep well, and all that. And then I've got to marry. He's come of age. He's 34 now. And then decided to settle down, because he met a girl, and this is his first girl ever, you know, and told his mom. And mommy was like, it's okay, you're growing, so yes, you can marry, but just make sure that the bond between us, we maintain it and all that. It's like, mommy, you have been everything to me, so nothing is going to happen to us. Brings the girl home. The girl knows the story and knows what she is up against. Eventually, marriage happens, and then I bring my wife home, but my mom is living with us. So the television, the movies, he used to watch with his mother, right? They did everything together because that has been their life. Now I am married. There are times that I want to sit and just watch TV with my wife. And when that happens, even if it's the three of them sitting there, mother will just quietly get up and then go into her room. Sometimes you go and find her crying. She's feeling abandoned. From what this gentleman tells me, let me just call him Kofi. From what Kofi tells me, not that his mother wants to destroy his marriage, but it's just the bond that exists between them from childhood. And if you have been following the story, and sometimes she will get up, she'll clean the house, she'll cook. I mean, just as they were doing. By the time my wife wants to do something for me, my mother has already done it and all of those things. His wife is not complaining, but he knows that it is not the right thing. They went through counseling and all that, so he knows it is not the right thing. How do I approach this matter? Then one day he said, okay. He had a conversation with his mother and told her that, I'd want to rent a place for you, a good place, get you help, everything you need, not too far away from me. I will visit you. You can visit anytime. But it's just so that my wife and I will be able to grow together also and bond and start building a family. You will be my mother. And the woman says, because you're married now and you have another person as companion, you want me to leave and go and be on my own? No problem. Rent the place for me. I will go. And that is his problem. This was not accepted in good faith. You can tell. You know the, you I have heard, I am going kind of thing. And the mother hasn't left the house yet, but he feels the tension. She's always in tears. She's always miserable. And that is his dilemma. Am I doing something wrong by asking my mother to go be on her own? I'm not abandoning her so I can build my home, because I see all that is happening and it just might get worse. My wife, will she not be called names that because of her I left my mother? He has so much on his mind, and that's what we want to explore today on Home Affairs, that if you find yourself in such a situation, what do you do? What's the best thing to do? What's the best step to take? And Mama T, Mrs. Teresa Riafe Asante. Mama T, you're welcome, and thank you for joining us again on Home Affairs. We appreciate you, Mama T.
I know.
Morning, afternoon, evening.
Yes.
If Mama T can't make it, then it's probably because she's not in town. And we don't take it for granted.
Thank you, Mama.
Mama T is an ace counselor. She's a wife. I like her because she says it as it is. Mama T will give you all the perspectives. She's a realist. She's a pastor. She's a sister. She's everything. She'll tell you the truth as it is. And that's why we love our relationship with her. And we have my brother, Richmond Adu, joining us this morning for the first time on Home Affairs. Hi, Richmond.
Hi, Adam.
Great. Richmond is a lover of God. He fears God. You know, when you're looking for a man who loves God. But number two, this guy, he's a hard guy. Hard guy in the sense that he will also tell you as it is. He will close his eyes and tell you yes, and close his eyes and tell you no. And if he has to open it and tell you yes and no, he will look you into the eye and tell you yes and no. And that's one of the reasons I love and respect him. He is married, and, you know, he's that guy. He's that guy. Richmond, welcome to Home Affairs. I know I've been saying a lot.
Yeah, thank you, Adam. Thank you for having me. And it's good to have
Mama T.
Mama T. I mean, been listening to her over the years, and today I get to sit with her to learn some more.
It's an honor, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Great, Mama T. Mama T, you could be that woman, right? Of course, that's not your story, but you can identify with her. Great. Let's start with you.
Great. So thank you very much to all our listeners. You do well. You wake up early enough to listen to us. I mean, sometimes when the kind of people I meet who tell me, we listen to you, I am amazed. Mm. Thank you very much. I have met quite a number of this situation as in counseling, and it's a very difficult situation. Mm. It's a huge area, and I really empathize with the young man.
Yeah.
He is in a difficult place. He's in a very difficult place, and everything is just going through my mind like that. In-laws are great people. They are. If I don't want to be only on his case, but we will be running around it. Yes. But in-laws are great people. The mother, the father, the sisters of your husband or wife. I mean, they have done a great job giving birth to a man, a woman, for you to be able to get married to. That's an amazing thing to do. As you were journeying on, even before you started, I went like, oh, is she a single mother? This particular scenario, most of the time, is with single mothers.
Mm.
Single mothers who were either abandoned or the pregnancy was not accepted by the man, or something happened, and so they became single, either to death or to divorce. It is good that the young man said yes, and whatever happened along the lines. So she has learned to stay with her son. She probably didn't get into any other relationship again.
No, she didn't.
I can just imagine. So she had lived her full life for her son.
Yes.
She had made sure that she would be that woman who would be there
mother
for
him.
Yes. She has jealously been there, I mean, guiding the boy.
I can imagine.
And I mean, these are the kind of mothers, when your child is sick, you are praying, God, let me die, let my child live.
I know.
And then gradually with time, God has, I can imagine the amount of prayer she had invested. And then over time, gradually, God has listened to her prayer and had brought both of them to a safe place where they can rest. This mother, most of the single mothers I meet like this are all over their children. They have learned to bond for 34 years. They have done everything together. They know each other like the back of their hand. And so this bonding is not when a mother have more than one. This one has only one.
Only one. Oh.
And so this boy has become my husband, has become my boyfriend, has become my plate. He's everything. Like Paul said, I become everything to all people. So this boy has been all things to this woman. And then we are doing quite well now. And we are still there. And then an outsider is coming in. I mean, she's called a stranger. She's an outsider. She doesn't know us. We are now getting to know her.
She has just come into goodness.
Yes. And you see, she was not part of all of our tribulation and trials.
Oh,
and
Christ.
Now she is coming. Everything is set like that.
It's a difficult one.
I agree. And like I'm saying, I am empathizing with the young situation. But we can work on this. We can certainly work on this. We have worked on a number of...
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Number of things like this, and so we can work on this. Young man will be fine, mommy will be fine, our incoming wife will be fine, and everybody will be.
Actually, it's wife already. I mean, she's not incoming, she's been wifed already.
So everybody will be. Last, will be a happy breakfast.
This has to be good breakfast, though. So, I mean, I Mama T, we admit that it's a tough one, and yes, we will talk about what mother should know, what son should know, what wife should know, and how we will all come to a compromise. It's difficult. I have one son, and so I am looking back and I am asking if it was me. And this is somebody who from, 18, so if she was in a relationship, say 16, and they were playing hide and seek, she has enjoyed the hide and seek for 2 years. 18, you're pregnant. The boy loves you, but passes on before you have the child. So from 18 years, Richmond, help us with the math. She was 18, had a boy probably around 19, and the boy is 34 now. So how old is this woman?
Wow. That should be about 53.
Thereabouts.
Yeah.
You know, and I haven't been into any other relationship. I haven't been with any other man. All I have done my life is to sacrifice and do everything to make sure you're fine. Richmond, what do you think of this situation?
It's a difficult one.
I know.
Yeah, it's
I
a difficult one.
I empathize with her.
You know, I mean, the story reminds me of my mother and my own story. My mother had other children or has other children, but I'm the first.
Oh.
And I'm a boy.
Oh.
And so you would, we are that close.
Mm-hmm.
So myself and my mom, we are that close. So I can understand where she's coming from.
Yeah.
This is somebody you have as a strength once the father figure is not there or the man is not there. So you are not depending on him as the man in the space.
Mm-hmm.
And for somebody to now begin to share the space, it always gets that complicated and difficult. And like Mama T said, it can be fixed. It can be fixed. And I truly believe that once he's listening, and we are also going to get in touch with him, we can work some things out, and they will both be fine. Mommy will be fine. Brother will be fine. Wife will be fine.
Oh, dear Lord.
Listen, all these starts with understanding.
Mm.
And so every party needs to understand where they stand in the whole relationship.
Okay.
And then we can move on from there.
Okay, so if I am getting your initial points, it will be that everybody has a role to play in this.
Right.
So we'll be looking at everybody's role. Absolutely. And how they will have to conduct themselves within their roles so that everybody will be fine. But Mama T, no, let me ask you, Richmond. Is she doing anything wrong by feeling the way she's feeling and reacting the way she's not being violent? She's not saying don't get married, but you can tell that she's just filled with a lot of pitiful emotions and misery for herself. Is she wrong? I mean, somebody could even call her a witch or say that you are spiritually married to your son. Is she wrong feeling the way she's feeling, considering the fact that you even mentioned that you've been that close to your mom?
Well, I don't want to say that she's wrong, because relationships are built, mm-hmm. and they are built over time.
True.
And people invest their emotions into relationships. One of the things that happens to, I mean, let's say a man and a woman, and especially when you have somebody that you would cling to because the party that you were emotionally attached to is not around, like mm-hmm. the man yeah. left early. Now, this is your son who becomes your everything, who is the one that gives you joy when you look at him and you remember your boyfriend, because I don't think they were married at the time.
No, they weren't.
So this emotion has been built over the years. It will be difficult to just snap out of it. And so she's not wrong in feeling the way she's feeling. All she needs to now get to do is to know that times have changed, and things need to change in the time, because she is not 18 again. She is not 19. The child is 34. And she's probably around 53. So she needs to now get to understand that things have changed and the relationship rules have to change. That's what she needs to understand. And so she's not wrong, but she probably needs to be advised, or she needs to mature her in her own way as a mother to know that, look, once you cannot marry your son, mm-hmm. you need to allow him to be happy in the marriage that he's in, so that you also be happy to have a son. Because if she's not careful, it might bring friction between them, because I strongly think that the man loves the wife so much to say that I want to take my mommy out to go and live somewhere so that I can build a family. And it is important. Even though she's not saying it, some silent actions mean more than words.
From the wife.
You see, because if my wife wakes up and my mother-in-law has cooked for my husband, after a few years, I'll probably be called a useless wife.
Few years, simple. How many years?
How many years? It's happening here, dear girl. Yeah, so the woman is not wrong, but she has delayed in working her emotions out. Okay. Let me put it that way.
I see a lot of parts coming into this conversation. Richmond said that she may have delayed in working her emotions out. But here's where I am taking it from. And these are the points that we need to be considering when we are, sounding some words of advice out there. She was 18 when she left home, when she was probably thrown out of her home from the story. So it means that she didn't even have an advisor, anybody to even help her grow. She has just been in survival mode from beginning till we have found our place of rest. And so she could become very territorial.
Oh, yes.
She could be feeling even entitled, Mama T, because it is now time for me to reap the benefits of my labor. And if you never had anybody to let you know that, like Richmond said, you won't marry your son. And so know that you are suffering and raising a man who probably should become a better version of the man who impregnated you. Because if that man was alive, you would have wished that he gave you that companionship, you know. So the part I am seeing is the fact that even on her own, she was still a child and didn't have guidance.
Great.
And now she lacks understanding and she's feeling entitled. Mama T, would you agree with me that she's feeling entitled?
She is. She is, as all mother-in-laws, I don't have to say all mother-in-laws, as most mother-in-laws, they feel entitled.
Maybe all mothers.
Yes.
Maybe all mothers.
Yes, or maybe all mothers. You are my son. Every other person is an outsider. Mm. So why? I agree so much with Osofu. Let me say Osofu, I don't worry. With Osofu, everything she said. Because she was young, she didn't have a lot of advice. This young man has become my everything. I am empathizing with the young man, not with the old lady.
Oh.
The old lady, she'll be fine. But the young man is the one who is in this dilemma. But let me tell all mother-in-laws, father-in-laws, every child you are raising will probably live with you from 1 to perhaps 25, 26. He would have to move on with life to another person. So I keep telling them, raise your son, raise your daughter such that they will be able to live with other people. And they will. And they will. At that time, yes, the sacrifices have been made. But as a mother, whether your husband was around or not, you still will make sacrifices. Are you not making sacrifices? I'm making plenty sacrifices. Yesterday, I paid some dollars, plenty money, which Osofu should have paid, but I paid. So we are all making sacrifices. And so my first son, I have a first daughter and a son, he's saying abroad and he will call me and he will go like, Mom, I mean, the way the boy will behave. I said, my friend, you are 30, behave like you are 30 years. But that is exactly what is happening. She's feeling entitled. She's feeling a bit jealous. I don't want to say more jealous. She's feeling that you are coming into my space. And I do not even know how my son is going to feel about me anymore. And so I am guiding this territory. And that is why she has become territorial. I am here. And I have to be here. I am watchful. And so, yes, she is feeling territorial. She has a right to.
Okay. So how do we deal with this problem? Now let's deal with the problem.
She has a right to.
Where do we start from? Should we start dealing with them? Should we start addressing the young man or the mother? Mati, you said it is the young man you're feeling for most. Okay. What should he do in this instance? Now, he's sitting in front of us. Right. He's listening. And there are lots of young men in his shoes. Even women.
Mm.
I know women, I mean, who about my age, who are not getting married because of their mothers. They've seen what their mothers have gone through. And because of that, they are so protective of their mothers.
Yes.
The mother hasn't said anything, but the person feels like, now my mother is my baby. And I have to take care of my mother. Mother is not asking, but I have to take care of my mother.
Duty.
And if I get into a relationship, and the relationship will make it look as though I am abandoning my mother, then that relationship can wait.
Yes, I know. I know I have met young men who are not willing to get married now till their mothers pass on.
I mean, even women. I'm talking about females.
Yes.
I have about three of such, like, women, like about my age. They're still not married. I mean, I'll have a relationship that I can go in and out because I can't leave my mother. And when you go into the stories, that's not what we are dealing with here. Like, the sacrifices that their mothers have made for them to be where they are. I don't want, unless the man has come to understand that where I am now, my mother is my firstborn. When my mother coughs, when we are together and there's a call that mommy has headache.
To rush.
One of them feel like, I want to sacrifice my life for my mother. That's how deep some of these relationships are. And so, for this young man, and I'm remembering some of the things that, I mean, he told me. Oh, Radu. He says that, I tell him, sometimes it is raining,
and we don't have money to even fetch water. So my mother will push me onto the rain to shower.
Yes.
And then I run back into the kiosk, and then she will also go and shower.
Yes.
And come. But then every step of the way, she has been there. When he is not well, go and put her in the hospital, beg for him to be taken care of, and then she will go and look for money, go and do menial jobs quickly and come. Like, I have to protect you, because in her mind, you are the only thing, I am the only thing you have, you know. And so he recounts all of this, and he feels like, am I wronging my mother? Mama T, what should he do? Should he let the mother go?
I am fasting. Let son and mother sit and have a conversation.
Okay.
Let them talk.
What should go into that conversation?
Okay. So let mother know. I'm sure she knows. You see, for most of the things, the young man is thinking for his mother. That this and this is what she's thinking about. Probably this and this and this. But let them sit and have a conversation. The conversation should center on the fact that he knows the enormous amount of sacrifice the mother has made for him. He should get the mother to know that
I know.
It is okay to think that people were not so him. No, let her know. Yesterday, when my son sent me a text and said, Mama T, I have been thinking about you.
Mm.
Those few words were very important to me.
Oh.
Very important. On Mother's Day, my daughter sent me a long text and said, Mama T, perhaps I've not had the opportunity to tell you what you mean to
they
me.
They call you Mama T. These people pass.
You see.
But,
I tell you.
But Mama T, today I want to use... She said plenty. Me, I don't cry by heart.
Why you crying?
Before I knew, I was dropping tears. What is this? Ella, this is not me. But that is the truth. Should let her know. Do you think I don't know that these children like me? I know. But let her know. When you have allowed, let her know. Let her also know, because she already knows that you have come of age. So let her also know that Mommy Minim said you want me to perpetuate our lineage. So I have brought in a wife. And I pray that you would accept her. I am the one person who tells people that your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, they are not your parents. But you see, there is a kind of a mother-in-law who can become your parent.
Mm.
Or a father-in-law who can be your parent. I went for a program this morning, and the lady, I saw her something. She said she lost her parents before she was four. And she was there like that. And then she met this young man who married her. This young man's mother and father, they have made her like their own. And it was the old man's 80th birthday. The way she went to celebrate the old man, and the way the old man went like, oh, dear, maybe I'm worried, I'm coming to say. You see, so let her know that I am bringing in somebody for this purpose, and I want you to receive her. I pray that you would see me and her, not even as husband and wife, like
your
both
children.
Of us, we are your children. We belong to you. I told my children, when you bring in a wife and you bring in a husband, for me, they are going to be mine. In my house, there are no in-laws. There are no son-in-law, daughter-in-law. They are children. Let your mother agree to this. Let your mother understand that it is necessary that at this age, you need to be together with somebody. Let her, the lady is already there, so there's not much she can do. But learn to do to your mother. Don't change any of the things we're already doing. Don't let her feel abandoned. There's a case I dealt with recently. The old lady is 72. She will come to the house. She lives in the village. She will come. And then when she comes, she will sleep in the boy, their bedroom, together with them. That one is way off. But I'm just saying that this one, it is not like that. She goes to her room and sleeps. The mother should be told with a lot of wisdom that you have done enough work over the time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, Our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This lady come and help you so that it is not your duty to clean this house. No. At this time, you should be resting. It is not your duty to clean. It is not your duty to wash for me. And it is not your duty to do some of these things. A few other things, yes, so that don't take her off everything completely. But some of the things, you certainly can ask her that, oh, no, Mama, let her do it. I mean, she's supposed to do it. And then let her understand. She should also be made to understand, very important, that you need to learn to bond with your wife. And so there are things you are going to be doing with her, and she must learn to understand. You see, understanding is what we are talking about. Understanding. And if she Brofunasa.
She would listen.
Yeah. She would listen. Because what I'm looking at is that why do you want to rent a place for her to be on her own? That one would kill her fast. I am praying that they'll be able to integrate her and allow her to be around them so that she would, and then she must also be told. I am looking at a third person, not the young man alone. Mm. The mother's sister, the mother's closest friend, somebody who would come in with a young man and talk to Mama. It's not as if she won't listen, but somebody should be there to make the whole soup look nicer so that she would understand. She must be brought to a point of understanding, because whether she likes it or not, this is where we are. The marriage has happened. They can't do anything. I am not looking at the young man settling her on her own, no. I am looking at allowing her to be with them. Then, but again, would she know her boundaries? Mm. Would the young lady be able to tolerate her? Would she be able to accommodate her? So these are also the wife should be made to understand.
So, Mama T, you will not advise at this point that she should be sent away. They should learn to live with her, but should have all these important conversations with her. Okay. Now, if I should follow up on this conversation, you before then, let me ask Richmond. Richmond, would that be your position as well?
Let me start with two words Mama T used. Mm. She mentioned understanding, she mentioned purpose earlier. Now, you will notice that it is the understanding of purpose that fuels your pursuit.
Okay.
If you understand the purpose for some particular thing, you will know how to go about it. Now, I like the point where Mama T said the woman should see the daughter-in-law as the daughter she never had. It was ringing in my head before you said it. So because I'm thinking, if you, the word is daughter-in-law. Mm. So there's a daughter that precedes the other. the in-law.
And like so, the sound of
yeah. So which one do you prefer?
Mm.
Right. So you have a son and now you have a daughter, and it means that you have a man and then you have a woman to play with.
Mm.
So bond yes with your daughter-in-law, because that's where you get to know that. This is not competition, but this is addition to your family.
Mm.
Because you've always been with your son. You've been you and it's been your son.
Mm.
Now there's a third person, because you never expanded the family anyway.
No.
And now your son has brought in a woman that will lead to numbers for the family to grow.
Exactly.
Yes, and so I think that she needs to understand her space. Yes, I will not agree to her being sent away immediately, because then that will trigger the fact that indeed
you're replacing me.
You're replacing me. Mm. So let's not send her out.
Okay.
Let's have that conversation. We said earlier that it's all with understanding.
Mm.
And so once you sit with her, son is here, mother is here,
daughter be part of them.
Is here.
Yes.
So yes, the third party can come in, sister, to water down the tension and everything. But if they start with the three, it gives more.
Yes.
acceptance, because it is about them. And so son begins to do the conversation. Mommy, you've not lost your place. You are still my special mother. Mm. You are still the one who has made me who I am today. Daughter, you're my wife. This is my mother. Yes. She is your mother. The two women should accept their places. And then now we begin to put the boundaries in place. Mm. Mom, you have cooked enough. Let your daughter cook for us to eat. Right? Daughter, mommy has done well for me. You have come.
Accept her.
Support her. Let's make this thing work. You understand? And maybe let me just wrap up and tell you a story about a certain young man. So, this young man was dating, not married at the time. And the lady comes home. Mm. This was a girlfriend. The lady comes home and mother of the young man is cooking and in the kitchen and doing all of that. Then the question comes and, how is it that your girlfriend has come and she's in the room and we are cooking and she's not, like, here to support? Mm. The first answer was, Mom, this young lady is not my wife yet. Mm-hmm. This young lady is my girlfriend. She's not in the position or the right to come to the kitchen. And so that's the first understanding that the woman gets. So when you move on the relationship, the mother already knows the boundaries and the things that she needs to ask and the things that she does not need to ask. Mm. When positions change, there's what you get in the position and there's what you don't get in the position. Mm. And so, yeah, we need to get where for which reason we are here and for what we are supposed to be doing here so that we can do them and do them without trouble and friction. And I think it will be fine.
There's something I noticed. There's this stereotype thing where people are going into a marriage, they have not even had the opportunity to know the family well.
Right.
But somebody have told them, and so on. So by the time he gets there, she's already up in arms. She cannot play with me.
Right.
But to see, the truth is that we are like on the track, like we are running on tracks. Your mother's track, your wife's, your husband's, your children's, every other person who is part of you are on their individual tracks.
Yeah.
And it is your duty, each of you, to make sure that they don't collide at any point. And that is your duty. That absolutely is your duty. So that you are pitching one against the other. And then you, the young man, asking for a lot of trouble for yourself. But make sure that everybody is in their lane, such that nobody crosses into the other person's lane. And it makes it easy. I have seen mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws who are like this. When I got married earlier, my husband's mother didn't like me at all. You know why? Because I'm an Nzema. That's all. She had no problem.
Wow.
Her only duty, Nzema Fumba, Abeisam.
Yay.
Oh, yes. She says that to you. But you see, sit today, she calls me ma. My mother-in-law calls me ma. Because I'm the first to run to her side for everything to help. There is nothing this old 83 woman will not call me to tell me about. Sometimes I'll frame a cry and I'm a break. I'll call you. So you see, because my husband made it sure that everybody's in their track and we are not colliding at any point. Don't give her the opportunity to feel that, you know, that kind of rivalry. And most of the time, we make them feel this way because my wife is my wife. You can't do that. So at this point, then, this young man, he needs a lot of wisdom.
You know, I'm just thinking that this conversation should have happened between them a long time ago.
Yes, yes.
You know, they should have talked about this and set this agenda, for lack of a better word, before even the marriage. But I see a lot of gaps in this relationship, in the sense that he never left his mother's apron. Mm. It was just the two of them all through. Number two, he had never even attempted any relationship. Mm-hmm. The first one, he scored a goal. He got married, you know. And I am sure that because of how territorial the mother was feeling, there was not even the opportunity to probably ever discuss relationships, you growing up and moving on. Most of these relationships, Richmond, you're like, I mean, if you think about it, the conversations would be the way I am praying that God would take us out of this situation so that you become a big man, so that our lives will be comfortable. I'm sure there really wouldn't be the talk about so that you will marry and move on. That one would usually not come up.
No, it doesn't.
So far, my takeouts or the lessons I am picking from the conversations we have had so far will be that if you have such strong bonds with your parents, be it mother, father, or whatever it is, and you begin to feel that you have come of age, then it's important to begin to have the conversations. Yes. It's not just about you talking to, like we say, communicate, and most of the time the focus is on you and your would-be spouse. Yes. But now I'm realizing that a lot of conversations would have to go into your immediate family as well. Your sisters,
yes, your sisters,
if there are, your brothers, if there are, your mother, your father, maybe aunties who are very close to you, nieces, nephews. These conversations must be ongoing conversations. If you wait till after the marriage to have them, then the whole perception is that you're pushing us away because now you're married. And then they will begin to see your partner as competition. So once you begin to think about it, begin to bring it up in, you know, ways or the other. So now we have taught this young man, Kofi, the conversations he should have with his mother. One, assure your mother that he's not losing you. Right. Let her understand that she should take your wife as her daughter as well. She should learn to relax and enjoy the two of you, your company. And as much as possible, she should also be made to understand her role. Okay, let's say that faintly, somehow, mommy has agreed. Of course, with the depth of relationship and the things that Kofi described to me, you're not expecting that a one-off conversation will fix everything. But once she has agreed that she is not moving out of the house, you have made progress, Anna.
Yes,
you can only continue to work on it. Now, my next question would be,
when you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
Or the next progression for us will be, you have spoken to mommy. Mommy has understood. And she will work on herself. Now we need to speak to, who will be the next person to bring in here? The gentleman himself. Because this conversation was with his mother. But I think he needs to have a conversation with himself and also with his wife. So we'll come to that before we talk to the wife as well. Because you people made me understand that last, everybody will realize their places and everybody will be fine. Yes, so we need to have these conversations. But I am hoping that my take home will be your take home as well, where you begin to discuss the sort of relationship boundaries and all, even ahead of your marriage. If you start it in the marriage, it might be a bit too late, and then you will create a lot of confusion if you wait. Your wife is here, then I say, hey, now if you go to Kofi's house because of his wife, he says that you should call before coming, you should do this before coming, and then somehow they begin to alienate your wife. But somehow too, you only started realizing the importance of the boundaries because you are now married.
But that's why these conversations are good. You understand? That's why these conversations are good, that when you're married, you will need your space to make your marriage. So it's very important that, note it, begin to have these conversations with your mother, with your father, with everybody who has ever cared about you before you get into the marriage, so that it is not your wife who has brought division and confusion between, you know, you and your family. Let's take this very quick break. We will be right back.
Hello, Ahima. Eti sen.
Eyo.
Na eda hen.
Me kwa chadi.
Eh, edi ebe nsa.
Ah, kachi. Obe suja na se obe shem kwen.
Oh, na se jane de uswa ede ya mkwane de obe shem kakrao.
Anyway, me kwa pe vitamin B di ajujuma kwa.
What a coincidence. Biswe nuwa na miko tu, enuwa na minu.
Hey, bra. Wait, dear, who owa?
Oh, amwafe, minti minka wantro.
Se wara.
Ha, vitamilk no, emu genye pa na we ni jano.
Me pe vitamilk banana. Because I'm black and proud.
Hey, interesting. Me tell me a regular guy. So wow. I can see we have something in common. Oh, Hima, yanko ni yanko try a vitamin connection. Udi abo me kanamitia. Ani biya se kwanye daon.
E kwanye.
Aha, namuni bribi. Vitamilk di fufrobia be kambushia ne wa ye friend of Vitamilk Strawberry. Vitamilk feels good anywhere, anytime. This advert is FDA approved.
Owning a home is not just an accomplishment, it's a dream come true. However, securing the necessary funding to buy or build your dream home often poses a significant challenge. This year, make that dream a reality at the Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair 2024. Join us and receive expert financial advice that can help you acquire your very own house. Plus, learn insider tips on transforming your house into a warm and welcoming home. Don't miss the 15th edition of the Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair. Take the first step towards home ownership and creating the perfect living space for you and your family. The Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair
is in partnership with Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and powered by the Plant City Extension Project from Citizen Habitats, Rent to Own, and sponsored by Elegant Homes and General Construction Limited, where quality meets value. Sun VR Limited, safety and home solution. You think of a door, we have it. G&J Technical Services, G&J, the generator people. Clifton Homes, beautiful home, wise investment. Syntex Tank, a strong, a tough. Virtual Security, complete security solution. Yobent Security Doors, protecting lives and property. DPS Pipes, connecting you to life. Superlock, you deserve the best. Everlast UPVC Windows and Doors, the right choice for your windows. Another quality solution from Interplast. Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair. Get a house, make it a home.
There's going to come a time that the church will rise as the highest of all the mountains, and saviors will be raised in the church to deal with the world system. And let it be now. We need to have a national focus. We don't have to lose this ambition, or else we work against the Great Commission.
They are equipped in righteousness, the agenda, to possess the nations. Welcome to an equipping center of the word and prayer on Pentecost Hour.
Pentecost Hour comes to you on Joy 99.7 FM every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Hits FM on Mondays at 5:30 a.m. and Joy Prime TV on Saturdays at 7 a.m.
Thank you very much for staying with us. This is Home Affairs, and we have been talking about dealing with in-laws.
managing the relationship between you, your spouse, and your in-laws, especially so when you have that great bond with your mother or your father or your family, and not the one that is manipulative. There are some people who are just manipulative, and you know that they are being downright unreasonable. That's not the kind of conversation we're having. We're talking about a situation where everybody sees a reason for a mother to be feeling left alone, yet the conversations must be had for her to realize that her son will need a space for her, will need a space to be married and to have a beautiful relationship with his wife and still not feeling abandoned. That's the kind of conversation we are having. If you're just joining us, thank you for joining us. You missed a bit, but you can catch up on the conversation at Joy997 on Facebook, at Joy Prime, and then also at Joy997 on YouTube. You can catch up with the conversation. It's important that you do, so that you are able to prepare yourself adequately for marriage, so you don't have in-law wahala. Together with your spouse, right? Let's endure the world, but we need to enjoy each other. It's important. Let me tell you about Vitamilk Champ. And the joy of every parent is to see their children cheerful and happy. And to achieve this desire, every parent needs to ensure that their children are given nutritious foods that has the essential nutrients and multivitamins which can promote their welfare. One of such nutritious beverages is Vitamilk Soy Milk Drink. Vitamilk Soy Milk is made from natural soybeans, which is a good source of plant protein. We're talking about vitamins B1 and B2. Vitamilk has no artificial flavoring, no colorings, and it also has no preservatives. So choose Vitamilk Champ for your children because it has plant proteins and it is nutritious. It is amazingly delicious and also very satisfying. Vitamilk also comes in its regular soy milk drink. You can have it in the multi-cereal with no caffeine. It's also in the choco, banana, strawberry. You can also have it in your 250 or 1 liter Tetra Pak. Vitamilk is indeed a nutritious beverage that feels good anywhere, anytime. And oh yes, imagine enjoying the urban pulse of Joburg and the scenic beauty of Cape Town, the majestic mountains of Lesotho, or the thrilling sunset in Sun City. Well, imagine no more, because Adansi Travels and Joy FM invite you to join Lexus Bill and the Drive team as they explore South Africa this June. 4 exciting packages to choose from. 1, 5th to the 10th of June, starting at 1,390 per person, you're doing Joburg. You can do Joburg and Cape Town. That's from the 6th to the 13th of June at a promo rate of $1,790 per person. You also can do Joburg and Sun City combo. That's from the 4th to the 11th of June at $1,690 per person. And Joburg and Lesotho from the 4th to the 11th of June as well at $1,750 per person. To crown it all, you have an opportunity to attend the Legends and Legacy Ball on the 8th of June at the Sandton Convention Center in Johannesburg with a special performance by the iconic Yvonne Chaka Chaka and many other renowned artists. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity slip by. Seats are filling very fast. Call Adansi Travels on 053-100-855- or 059-5500-817, or you can visit adansitravels.com to secure your spots. Feel life's beauty with Adansi Travels and Joy FM in South Africa. And the Pentecost Hour, a religious broadcast program sponsored by the Church of Pentecost, comes your way with the chairman of the Church of Pentecost, Apostle Eric Nyamiche, on Sundays from 1:30 p.m. on Joy FM. You can also catch them live, Hits FM, Mondays at 5:30, and on Joy Prime Television on Saturdays at 7 a.m. Times again, Joy FM 1:30 p.m. every Sunday, Hits FM 5:30 a.m. every Monday, and Saturdays 7 a.m. on Joy Prime TV. Tune in every Sunday, Monday, and Saturday as Apostle Nyamiche brings you life-transforming truth that nourishes the soul, ignites passion, and restores hope in the nations. The Church of Pentecost, we are possessing the nations for the Lord. And go on and discover the rich, creamy taste of Dano Milk that perfectly completes your breakfast to deliver that delightful flavor you've always craved. Dano Milk is fortified with vitamin A and D, and it's also a source of protein, calcium, vitamin B2 and B12. It contains potassium and phosphorus, and that will keep you nourished every day. Get your quality Dano Cool Cow instant powdered milk for an unparalleled taste. Experience your nourishment. Dano Milk, go for it. And remember, this advert is FDA approved. Back to Mama T and my brother Richmond. So we said we want the gentleman to have a conversation with himself and with his wife. Richmond, let me start with you. What should be his conversation points? And I have always said that it's always very important for people to have very honest conversations with themselves. Sometimes you just need to sit in front of the mirror and go like, hey, you. And you're talking to yourself. Yeah. And you tell yourself the truth. You know, at that point, nobody is listening. If you lie to yourself, it's your problem. But what conversations should he have with himself? How honest should he be with himself such that he will be at peace? Because right now, his mother is not chasing him. His wife is not chasing him. He's the same person chasing himself and running around. So what conversation should he be having with himself so he can be at peace?
I think it's simple. He should know where he is at the moment. He is no more the child. He is no more the boyfriend. He's a husband. When I say child, I don't mean like not a child of a mother, but not a, he's no more a little boy. Yeah, so he's a man now, and he's a husband. There's one thing he should do. He should understand the kind of love he wants to give, if you ask me. Love your mother as a mother. Mm-hmm. Love your wife as a wife, and you'll be fine. Love your mother how you are supposed to love a mother. Love your wife how you're supposed to love your wife, and you'll be fine. Why? Because if you are loving your mother like a wife, then your wife will have a problem. That's why your mother should not share your room. If you're loving your wife as a mother, wife, come to me, like you are home and then you're hungry. Mom, what is home? Yeah, you know, that kind of thing. And I like the fact that he says I like the fact that he says that he watches movies with the wife and he's trying to get at like some husband and wife time, and the mother is seeing some. Yeah, like we said, invite the mother, watch the movie together. Sometimes. But the other times that we have said, after the conversation with the mother, when the boy says that, Mom, this time it's me and Irisi or whatever the name is, Mommy would understand because we've spoken to her. She has given some space. And so now the boy has, as a matter of fact, everything we are doing now, the push and the pull lies with the man. In all these discussions, he is the main deal. He can break or make the relationship between the two women. And so, like we're saying, his conversation should be how he deals with each party to understand where they all are, and then they'll be fine. Everybody will go chop breakfast.
Great. Yeah.
So you should know how to love and love right.
I think these are very valuable points. You know, the bit about love your mother, give your mother her place and love her as such. And then you give your wife her place and love her as such. You can't love your mother the way you love your wife.
No.
Of course,
it's not possible.
The way you will hug your wife, you probably may not be able to hug your mother like that. Because if you hug your wife,
You may have to hug and hug, but then you will hug your mother in a certain way. So I think that is a very important point. You know who your mother is to you. Right. Give her her place and love her as such and your wife. And then, I mean, Richmond makes another very important point about the push and pull. Everything revolves around you, the man, right now. If there will be peace, if there will be chaos, it evolves around you. And then I think that in all of these, I also pick up the point about he has to be deliberate with everything he does.
Yeah.
It will be difficult, I think, in that situation. It will be difficult for you to tell your mother that this time is for my wife and I, so excuse us. But you will have to be very wise and be very deliberate about the things you do.
Yeah.
If obviously around 1 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon, you're watching television in the living area, and your mother comes around, you can't tell her to go to her room, to go and do what you need.
Sleep.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I mean,
so, yes, your lives will be discomforted a bit, but you will have to be deliberate about it and know that you have two different loves to give. And when your children come to, you have to love your children. So you have a lot of work to do as a very wise man. So you will have to be very deliberate about the things you do. And these are things that the gentleman's got to tell himself.
Yeah.
Great. Mama T, from you to him.
Yes, like we are saying, the duty of a husband, I keep saying that the Anglo-Saxon word that is translated husband, it's like a small something that binds some things together. So let's say the broom, what binds it together is basically what it's actually the husband. One of the truths of a husband is wisdom. And if you happen to have Yakupo Musomo, now you're a Bayan and you go and marry a man who that is not wise.
Mm.
You have a problem because it's supposed to be your head for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
If God doesn't meet you somewhere,
you have
change
a
some things.
Yeah.
So that's about it. So one of the things I do at Married Counseling Prayer is that I dedicate two of the sessions to prayer. Two for the man. And we pray, all of us. You see, in all you're getting, get wisdom.
Mm.
And it's a man's place. In our part of the world, it is a man's place. We still agree. And so all that Osofo is saying is truth. You see, this life, we learn, we unlearn, and we relearn.
Mm.
And these are the truths about life. There are occasions where he must learn to tell himself, I am a married man. And because I'm a married man, so even when your children come, they also must have their space for love. And so these things are supposed to be done and done now. So he's telling himself, how am I going to apportion my time for everybody? And you can't give all of them the same time. And you must be wise about it. It is true that if you want to really bond as a couple, it is very, very expedient that you are alone.
Mm.
So that I would say that even a hen scoop crap, go and rent a hen scoop for the two of you. Because I have had occasions where mothers will come around and say, is this how to cook okra soup? Because they are living with you. And you know that you have been married for 35 years. I am not marrying. So I have to make all my mistakes and learn from
exactly.
them. Yes. So the young man should still let himself know, I am a married man now. And there are things that I have to work with, and my mother cannot be a blockade, my wife cannot be a blockade. There is a point where I also have veto power as a man, and so yes, let's do all of these truths. There's something I wrote, I didn't want to forget. So if your mother has understood her place, then you see there are going to be occasions where she will still feel this kind of discomfort. Don't mind her too much, because if you mind her too much, it's going to be susceptible, like it's going to
grow
in fester. And she will always want to be some way, be, and then you will come and then like that. So there is a point you have to say that, listen, this is my time with my mother, this is my time with my wife. There is a point where I would still say that I am here between two things. There is a point where if your mother is becoming too difficult, find her place. So I'm not talking only to Kofi.
Mm-hmm.
I am talking to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Mother is with you, or your father, whoever, and he's becoming, they knew what our enemy too much are, find their place, and both of you
take time to visit her, bring her in and bring her out. No matter what happens, don't throw family away, but no matter what happens, find a way to make your marriage work.
So if they say they won't go, should you bundle them out?
Or if they say they won't go, they will go. You see, there is always the how to do it. There's always the how to do it.
Yeah.
And I've had a lot of occasions where I have come in as the third person to talk to mothers. I have placed plenty of mothers away from their children, but we are saying that let us find one day in a week to go and visit. She has the opportunity to come and visit. When children start coming, let's
we need them.
Sometimes, yes. And sometimes when the children are 3 or 4, we can bundle them on a Saturday and go and leave them with her.
And
leave them there. So we should still find ways to make our mother feel comfortable. Bottom line, your mother is not your wife. Listen, every mother who is listening to every father, you have made sacrifices for your children, but no child forced you to bond them, and that is my English, don't worry. No child forced you to give birth to them. So between a particular age, they are your responsibility. Mm. And if you are taking care of your children, you are not doing them a favor. Mm-mm. They are your responsibility.
Exactly.
They are. I remember those days, something my daughter said, Mama T, I don't have. Mama T, we are your responsibility. I started hearing this many years ago. They are till they come to a particular age. So yes, you have taken care of them. You have done all you have to do. You have done well. But you see, there is a point where you must leave them. They are allow them like eaglets. Allow them to also learn to fly. Just make sure that your wife is not disrespecting your parents, your mother, your father, your sisters, your siblings. Your wife is not disrespecting her. Don't give her the opportunity to disrespect them. And that will be fair enough. At the end of the day, somebody must give way for somebody to come. It is like that.
Okay, great. And the wife now?
Sister,
the wife
also will give you advice first.
Now the wife is now the reason for all this discomfort.
It means that I become Kofi now, so
Kofi talking to his wife.
Yeah, right. So I like the ending of what Mama T just said.
Mm.
Don't give your wife the chance to disrespect your mother.
Mm.
It means that you are telling your wife that